so that she could continue to watch everything. "But I just want to tell Frau Grubach," Kay said, making a movement as if to tear himself free from the two men, who, however, were a good distance away from him, and setting off towards the door. "No," the man by the window said, tossing the book on a little table and standing up. "You are not allowed to leave. You are our prisoner." "That's what it looks like," said Kay. "May I ask why?" "It is not our place to tell you that. Go to your room and wait. The proceedings have been set in motion, and you will be told everything at the appropriate time. I am exceeding my instructions in talking to you in this friendly manner, but I hope there is no one to hear it apart from Franz, who himself has behaved towards you in a friendly manner, contrary to all regulations. If you continue to enjoy such luck as you have in the allocation of your guards, you can face the future with confidence." Kay wanted to sit down, but then he saw that there were no seats in the room, apart from the chair by the window. "You will come to realize how true all that is," said Franz, at the same time moving towards him together with the other man. The latter in particular was significantly taller than Kay, and